So we would have been shorter if you didn't ask me about the sous vide. Okay, so we started talking last time about, yes, exactly, about thermoses. So Bekitzer, we know the Gemara says that Kli Sheni is okay. Pina Memecham Lemecham is okay. What's the reason why Kli Sheni is mutter? So Rashi says, Dahashta Kure Kameker Lehu B'miskaven. When you go ahead and you pour from the pot into a Kli Sheni, into a bowl, so you're basically cooling it down, right? As we know, Dofnosav Miskareros. So you're cooling it down. So obviously you don't care about it being hot. So there's no concern for hatmana at that point. So once you put it into a Kli Sheni, you want to wrap your tureen in a towel, geshmak, fine. But if you have a shiloh like a thermos, whoa, then it shouldn't be. Why? The whole point of a thermos is to keep things hot. They're special designed. You spend a lot of money. Now, obviously, it is true. The metzius is it will go down in temperature when you pour it into the thermos, right? If it was 180 degrees in a pot and you put it in the thermos, I don't know, it will go down 150 degrees or whatever it is. But you're certainly not being maker bekavana, adrabah, you're doing whatever you do, whatever you can to keep it hot. The Rambam, though, in Paskening that Gemara, says a little different. He says the reason why it's mutter is because it's kimo hadavar atzonein, shelo asru lahatman, b'shabbos al adavar cham, shubukli rishon sabasal bo, aval impineu mutter. Rambam says the kula more categorically. Says they only asserted hatman in a kli rishon. They didn't ask Ratman in a Kli Sheni. Kli Sheni is Dina Ketzonin. Even though this is a thermos, one could argue, it's still Dino Ketzonin. So one could make the case. And if Moshe makes this type of argument, this is in Chelek Aleph, Simen Sadi Hey. Other Achronim, I think, as well, that maybe the Shail of the thermos should be Talin Machlokas, Rambam, and Rashi. What's the reason why Kli Sheni is mutter? If Kli Sheni is mutter, it's only because you're trying to cool it down, or you don't care about the temperature, then it should be aser. If, on the other hand, you don't like the Rambam, it's a din, so mistama, it should be mutter. And Rav Moshe, as I said, makes that argument, and he adds that since we, the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch and Simen Reishon and Zayin Sif Hei is like the Rambam Shita, so Mamela, there should be room for leniency. Now, the Chazon Ish adds, there's actually a much more basic reason to be mekel with a thermos, and that is because this isn't hatman at all. What's hatman? Hatman is I have a food in my pot, and then I take a blanket or whatever, and I wrap the pot in the food. I'm sorry, I wrap the pot in the blanket, in the towel, whatever I wrap it in. But the pot itself isn't hatman of the food. And likewise, the thermos itself, the kli, where you keep your hot water, is not hatman for the hot water. Now, it's sort of interesting why that Chazon Ish is Lamed Zayin, Lamed Beis. Good. Now, the question is, why did Rav Moshe say like that? Now, he says something else, which is a little similar. We'll quote it in a minute, but it's not as straightforward. So I think the point is, so it could be that he says, well, any time. The reason why using a pot isn't hatman is because you use a pot for not to keep things warm, batim. It's like to keep the food together. But here, where the whole purpose is to keep it warm, it's a problem. But it's still difficult because the thermos also keeps the water together, right? It could be that I think Rav Moshe has such a lesson that no, he's concerned about the thermos because a thermos is like a kli betoch kli. How does a thermos work usually? You might not see this unless you take your thermos apart. But the way thermoses work, at least a lot of times the way they work, is that you have a kli and another kli. It's actually two kalim. And that's why they keep things much warmer because the heat from the first kli only escapes as far as the second kli, and the kli on the inside isn't exposed to the outside air or something like that. So the Maisa thermos is like a double kli. It is, in a sense, it's built in one piece. It's like the pot plus the blanket around the pot. And therefore, even though even though you, you know, it looks like one kli, and in many senses it is one kli, but in a certain sense it's also like a kli b'toch kli. It's like a kli in a blanket. And therefore, it's not so obvious to say like the Chazon Ish. Now, Rav Moshe says, though, he is another tzad. This is a very interesting tzad. He says, even if you hold like Rashi, remember, the first thing Rav Moshe said is like, it should be talking about Machlokes Rambam Rashi. And if you hold like Rambam's Mutter Rashi, it's going to be Aser. But then he says, maybe it should even be Mutter according to Rashi. It's this very interesting chap. When you put the, what happens? I pour the water from, I don't know, my urn into the thermos, right? So right now, is it Mutzman? No, because it's open on top. So when does the Hatmana take place? When I close the cover. Well, why am I closing the cover? So it doesn't spill. That's not kavana for hatmana. And therefore, we already saw before, we talked about this last time, that when your intention is to like keep it clean as opposed to be matman it, that's not hatmana. So he's saying that the purpose of closing the cover of the thermos, which is the act of hatmana, isn't an act of hatmana. And that's why maybe even according to Rashi, would be mutter. Okay, so far everybody we quoted is Mekel. Is there anyone who's Machmir? So they quote the Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Aleph, Simon Tzadigat, Gimel, who is Machmir. But the Velt is Mekel, many Poskim are Mekel. Chora, as we said, there are many reasons. You could make three arguments to be Mekel.
It's not, the top part is not touching the drink. Does that matter? Like, why would that, normally the drink is a lower...
Well, it's just like a pot cover. It's like any pot cover. That's its point. In other words, point is just like covering any pot is an aser, because of Atmana, so too covering a thermos is an aser.
So why would the Shevet HaLevi be
an aser? I didn't look at the Shevet HaLevi. I assume the point is that you have a matziv of Hatmana. I don't know if you address Rav Moshe's point or not. I don't know. But you have a matziv of Hatmana. You're creating a situation. Let's assume...
No, but it's not...
Assuming we look at
the... Does Hatmana have to be completely touching it on all sides?
A insignificant gap on top would not alleviate hatmana. In other words, like we said before, when you cover your pot with blankets, that's hatmana, right? L'chole alma, you can't do that on Shabbos. Now, that's true, even though in almost every pot, it's not like the food in the pot is touching the pot cover. But that since you wrapped up the pot, so then that's hatmana. And basically, I should have looked this up.
Why is it different than the cooler with the crock pots? And it's at the bottom, you can just have the marbles on the bottom, and that's already matir.
Well, first of all, okay, I don't know, the Shevet HaLevi is a little makel over there. Shlomo Zalman didn't hold the marbles on the bottom, helped at all.
Oh, he thought you have to have more than 50%.
You have to have mostly exposed, correct. You might still sometimes get that with the marbles, especially if you have a Willig's tapering theory. But be'etzem, without that, in other words, if all the marbles did was lift it up an inch, that would still be insufficient for Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Eliashiv was okay with the marbles. Okay, good. The last Hatmana Shaila is a Shaila that you probably never heard of unless you're a Feinschmecker. Like Donnie. The Suvi Shaila. It's a French word, and the French spell it S-O-U-S space V-I-D-E. Kedarkam Shala French, you don't look at the last 70% of the letters in every word. but if you're American and you don't, you know, you're not such a Feinschmecker. You just want to answer Shilas. You could spell it S-U-V-I-E. But the first time somebody actually emailed me this question, and I called him back, I said, so what? I had some questions about the South Vide. He didn't know what I was talking about. I said, oh, the sous vide. Okay, so let me tell you a little mitzias here. Everybody, shear's over. This is just hack.
Take it
the grain. Yeah. People like hack. So this is just hack, though. So the story is like this. You know, when you cook something, everybody knows the big problem with cooking is that the outside gets cooked quicker and the inside gets cooked slower, and it's not so gishmak. So let's say you want your meat to be very, very soft, perfectly evenly cooked. And also you want it to be cooked very slowly so that all the toughness gets broken down. Turn your like hard piece of steak into pudding, into mush. To be honest, I've never eaten anything for a sous vide. They say, oh, it's like
ma'ein
olam haba. Anyway,
I have this passion. It's overrated.
Overrated.
You're not missing anything.
Okay, good. So anyway, so what do? So the sous vide allows you to cook at like, let's say, 137. Right, this meat is perfectly done at 137. And you cook for, so how are you going to get it to 137? So it's basically a fancy immersion fork. You know those immersion things, like the old-fashioned people, they want to heat up their hot water when you travel. So you put it into the, like your cup of cold water, and it boils the water. So it does the same thing, but it's very specific. It gets the water to exactly 137, and it's like cycles the water through this thing. So the water's exactly 137. And therefore, mamela, the meat's going to be exactly 137. And because it's so slow and so low temperature, it's even throughout. Oh, amazing. Unbelievable. Okay, good. So what's the shayla? And then they like, you cook it for like 3, 4, 5 days. Who knows? That's the thing. So I guess we have to analyze the shayla with respect to shahiya and hatmana. Shahiya is relatively easy. If you're Ashkenazi, at the very least, you just make sure it's Machal Ben Drusai at the beginning of Shabbos. Now, even if you're going to say Machal Ben Drusai is a third, and you're going to cook it for like 3 weeks, so maybe Machal Ben Drusai takes a week. but that's not true, because Lamaisa, I assume it's like totally edible, and after it's Mefushal Kol Tzarko after half a day. It's just mistamek viafilo for like 6 weeks. So I assume at a certain point it starts going bad. I don't know. But for if you hold like Hananya, if you hold like the Mechaber seems to hold, Adam's going to tell us that the Mechaber doesn't hold that way either. But if you hold like the simple reading of the Mechaber, so then you have a problem, because for sure it's mitzvah v'yafalo. That's the whole idea. This thing goes on and on and on. It gets better and better and better. So then you have a real shahiya issue. If you hold like the Ramah, so as long as it's going to be Machal Ben Drusai at the beginning of Shabbos, which isn't very easy, it isn't very difficult, so then it would be okay. Now it's true, we saw the Bir Halacha is very into being machmir, because Klal Yisrael are the only reason for the mekilim, for the rush, is like, Klal Yisrael are adukim bilcha Shabbos, they're not going to listen to us anyway, adukim bonik Shabbos. But Lamaisa, Lamaisa, I think Lizari Willig thinks that you could follow the Ramah without any hesitation, and Machal Ben Drusai is good enough. It's going to be very hard to come up with a decent Garfa Katam over here. I can really see what they're like looking at. I only saw a picture on the internet, but I don't know. It's hard to imagine that you're going to have, maybe you could have tachbitit, right? Put a bunch of pieces of tape over it, but it's a funny thing because all the sous vide machines work. They're high. These are for chashiva people, so people, you don't just use the buttons on the sous vide. They all have apps for your phone. So you have to tape up your phone also. That's the icker way.
It has to be connected to your oven also, by Will. You have to have one piece of tape while you're in your room.
Yeah, this is real.
That tachbitah, you don't need that. You're thinking of, you're seeking grooving too much. So I don't know how... if we're really going to get a Garif Fakatam here or Tachvatit, that's not going to be a good Eitzah. But okay, you're not so, you're willing to follow what the Ramah says and follow the view of Hananya. That's the Pashtus, that's the Halach. Anyone who wants to be more Machmir, that's a Chumrah. But it's not something you have to do. So Shehiya, at least for Ashkenazim, isn't so difficult to get over. So the big problem, though, is going to be Hatmana. So first I thought, maybe it's going to be okay also for Ashkenazim, because maybe it floats to the top, like bottles. Remember we talked about last time, bottles really should be an issue of Hatmana. Dicker discussion of Hatmana over here really is the next one. It's Reish Nun Ches. We'll see in a moment. But like when you put a bottle to warm up, they float up to the top because they have lots of air in it. The way the sous vide works is you put the food into a Ziploc bag. So I thought maybe it would float. But it turns out it doesn't. Sous vide actually means, for those of you who don't know French, means like vacuum packed. And the whole point is you have to get out all the air from your Ziploc bag. And so mamela, it's going to sink to the bottom. It's going to be totally mutman. So it's 100% mutman. So we're not going to have, you have to ask the sous videists. But I think like the whole chop will be ruined if like, you know, part of it's sticking up at the top like an iceberg. So Hatmana is going to be a real issue here. It's not going to be Miksasa Megula. It's going to be Kulo Mechusa. So the truth is that this is going to come down to the Machlokas between, we could call it the Mishnah Berura and the Chazon Ish, but it's really the Pashtas, everybody in the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish here is a big kula. Now, it's a big kula that stems from a big chumrah, actually. Remember, the Chazon Ish's chumrah was he likes the Mechaber's view in Reishon and Gimel against the Ramah. The Ramah said, as long as Miktasa Megula, it's good enough, right? The Mechaber said, no. If you have a pot that's on the coals or something like that, it's Hatmana, even though the coals are just on the bottom. That's Hatmana. So there's no heter Megula Miktaso. So now the Chazon Ish had to deal with a number of questions. We mentioned this last time, a number of places where the Gemara seemed to be matir Hatmana, like tol b'kli sheni, to heat up the oil in the hot water. That was okay, right? Why isn't that Hatmana? There your mamish warming up the oil in water. So if you hold again, like the Ramah, so you could say, yeah, it's a Miktasa Megula. Like we said, when you put a bottle of oil into water, it's probably going to float on top. It's probably going to float, and oil for sure will float, right? And usually there's going to be some air there. It'll float, and it's going to be Miktasa Megula, no problem. But if you hold like the Chazon Ish, why is that mutter? Or, for example, Tarnagolta de Rabbi Abba, same Shaila, right? How did they heat up the Tarnagolta de Rabbi Abba and the Kli Rishon, Shalala Eish? That was the principle of Ein Bishalach HaBishal B'davar Yavesh, right? They would put it, so you have this this fully cooked chicken floating in the hot water. Again, why isn't that a Hatman issue? So if you don't hold like the Chazon Ish, we'll just say, yeah, it's Miktasa Megula. Chicken floats, Kayadua. But
it's Megula.
Miktasa Megula, yeah.
Yeah.
Fine. But if you hold like the Chazon Ish, that's not a good heter. So how's that mutter, right? So there you have two cases where the Chazon Ish is a big Hatmana problem. So to answer this, the Chazon Ish has this theory. There's no such thing as Hatmana in hot water. That's not Hatmana. What's Hatmana? Hatmana is wrapping in blankets.
Not exactly, because the Chamei Tiberia, there is a case of...
He says there's no Hatmana when the water is in a Kli.
Yes, okay, right, sorry. When the water's in a Kli, there's no Hatmana, as opposed to the Chamei Tiberia case, correct, where there it's not. But here it's in a Kli. Right, I assume you're not like heating up the Kinneret with your sous vide. So you have your sous vide in a pot, right? So it's in a clay. So according to Chazon Ish, you're okay. But it's difficult to rely on this Chazon Ish because the whole hechrech for the Chazon Ish really comes only if you reject the Ramah. Most people accept the Ramah. They don't hold the chumrah of the Chazon Ish, so it's not so pasha to rely on his kula. And if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, for example, like we mentioned last time in this discussion of heating up the bottle, assuming that the bottle would be totally submerged, for example, that's a problem of Hatmana. This is again in Siman Reish Nun Ches, Sif Beis. I think it's more spelled out in Shaar Tzion Os Vav. So l'chor, it should be a problem. Now let's take a step back. But one second, maybe, didn't we talk about last time that there are a lot of mekilim for the kugel in the chalent, or the kishke in the chalent, right? So why don't I just say the water is the chalent, and the roast beef is the kugel? So, well, that's not so pashut, because over there, you're going to eat the chalent, right? You're going to eat the chalent. Over here, the water that this roast beef is soaking in, is cooking in, that's garbage. I mean, theoretically, you could drink it. You could have a cup of tea from your sous vide water. But basically, it's not like over there. It's not the pshat that be'etzem, the source of heat is the krak, is the fire, which is heating up the chalent and also the kugel buried in the chalent. Here it's a little bit different. Here, the source of heat, the cooking, is the water, right? And therefore, it's not like so to let's say hold the Rosh Shlomo Zalman's kula that there it's mutter because the aluminum foil is just to basically keep the kugel clean, right? Not to get it infused with the dirtiness of the chalent. But that svara is not so pashut over here. That might be true with respect to the plastic bag, but the water itself is what's doing the matmin, and that's mosif hevel, and that should be aser. So I saw the Minchas Yitzchak. Minchas Yitzchak, it's Chelek Ches, Simen Yud Zayin. So he has an interesting idea. Now, it's not actually clear. It's a tricky tshuva because three quarters of the tshuva is the Shoel. And I'm not sure. He's talking about that case of the Pashtida. I don't know what's, but let's assume for a moment that the Minchas Yitzchak actually agrees to the Shoel in what he says. And he doesn't disagree, except for, one particular prat. So the Shoel says an interesting idea. He says that if that's the Derech Levashlo, it's not Hatmana. So let's say Kishka, right? Kishka, the way you cook it is there's the little plastic seal around it, something like that. And it's Petocha Nylon. So that's the Derech to be Mevashlo. Or I'll give a different example. Anybody go back to the Sfardim? So Sfardim put eggs in their chalent, right? Do Americans do that?
Yeah, they call it
tefina. Tefina, okay, tefina. It's like tefina.
Persian for eggs.
So the tefina, so maybe that should be hatmana, mamish, right? Because you put the egg into the chalent, it's mamish hatmana.
No, they don't argue.
So how do you explain that? That's the Derech Levashel. So that's okay. Now there's even who do we quote from last week, the Shevet Alevi, or said you should put like some holes into the chalent surrounded by the aluminum foil, right? So I don't think he says you have to put holes in the eggshell. Nobody would say that. Why? Maybe that's the way you cook it. Anytime this is the way you cook it, then that's not hatmana. In other words, this... Just like, again, it's, now you didn't have to say this is the pshat, right? But nobody would say, chves, the potato in a chalent is mutman in a chalent. So there's a hatmana problem with, no, it's all one dish. And it is the, so if you say the getter, that heter is, because that's the way you cook it. So maybe you could say a similar thing over here. The way you cook in this style is putting the food in a bag and water and heating the water. It's not so pashut though, because Eichatesi that there's this rule that Derech Bishol Behatmana is mutter.
Isn't that what the Rush says? The Rush in the beginning of the Metonin.
Yes. Yeah, so what does the Rush say?
The Rush wants to know why you're allowed to. Tosfos talks about it also. Maybe even Tosfos. I don't think Tosfos spells it out this way. That if they would wrap like a dish in ashes.
Right.
And then they would put it in an oven once. So why is that not Mosif Hevel? So one of his coolest is that the Tchilas Hanasino was the Shem Shehiyah, wasn't the Shem Hatmana. So isn't that like basically
so
the
same would thing? We quote that?
Is it quote Shachanar?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Right. In other words, we have a different reason why that's Mutter. We don't think it's Hatman anyway, because in the oven there's air.
That's right. There is multiple.
Right. So that's the question. In other words, this Svara of the Rush, that when something is Derech Shehiyah, it's not Hatmana. So... So the question is, do we accept that svara? You're saying that according to the Rashi svara at the beginning of Avodah Tumah, it should be mutter. But even a Rashi quotes multiple svaros. Right? So that's what we have to figure out. I don't know the answer. Is there any evidence for this svara? That's something that really should be hatmana, but it's the derech of bishul that would make it mutter. So we'll have to keep on working on it.
Isn't there also a rush about like Shigi and Hachazar the same type of like?